He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 127.5% in living color from our Prescott, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 364, I do believe. Interesting show for you today. I think I have some information for you that's going to be of great interest to you if you do any kind of streaming or are interested in figuring out what streaming box do I want. Also, we do have a very functional gadget of the day. It's a company called SIG, S-I-I-G. They make all kinds of stuff. And you know what? Let's just get right into it and take a look at the gadget of the day. Well, here we go. This company is called SIGG, SIG, and they make a bazillion types of products. I must say that their products are all very, very high quality. You'll never have a problem buying a SIG product. And pretty much you go on their website, and I think they have hundreds, literally hundreds of different types of products. They're either going to go by month, it comes out, all the products they had every month. Here you're going to see different types of adapters, displays, keyboards, multimedia devices, firewires, controllers, tablets. I mean, pretty much anything that you could possibly even remotely imagine, they definitely have. Now, today we're going to talk about one particular product that I have two, I think, or three of these devices. I just love them. You buy them, you use them, and you forget about them because they're just so well made. You can't go wrong with their product. This particular device happens to be a two-in-one motion, easy to adjust, universal tablet mount. And what's nice about this, and we'll take a close-up of it, there's two ways to use this holder. And again, it's used to hold a phone or a tablet, and you can adjust it pretty much at any angle you want, and it stays there, which is really nice, because a lot of these mounts, they start, you know, drooping and sagging, and they don't stay where you put them. This one works real well. Two ways to mount this on your desk. One is with the, or anywhere you want it. One is with the suction cup, and one is with the clamp. I always prefer the clamp because suction sometimes just loses its stick and it falls. Although this is a very good suction cup. So let's get right into it. Let's open this baby up. They come in black and white. I like the black ones because the white ones always get dirty. So I'm going to pull these pieces out of the box. You got some instructions here. This tool is very important because maybe, as you can see, it has an Allen wrench on one side and a smaller one and a bigger Allen wrench. This is how you secure this mount in place. Right now I'm showing you the suction cup. It does come with a clamp mount. I don't have it here. Actually, I have already clamped the mount to the edge of my desk, and this just unscrews. And this is important. You can see, where are we here? You can see the Allen wrench adapter screw, if you will. It's only on one side. There it is, right there. Okay. They have these adjustments all over the place. You can see one there, and I think you can see one right here. And this is where you're going to use this tool to tighten these up. And it's real important. A lot of the mounts that you're going to find don't have this high quality adjustment alignment available. So you might have a little piece of plastic that you're going to twist, and it's a screw and it's plastic. After three or four uses, and particularly after you change your devices a lot, it loosens up and you can't keep its place. So this, no matter where you turn it, it will stay in place, and that's a real good thing. Really nice. It adjusts in every possible way, swivel, up, left, right, whatever you want. It also has a small thumb screw right here where you can lock the trajectory. So if it's left or right, you could lock it in place so it won't swivel away. also very nicely done. As an added plus, they give you a bunch of these wire clamps, if you will, and these just allow you to run the wire on the side, either side, and keep it in place. And you can see the little track there, it's on both sides. So the wires from the phone, the power cord, your earphone, whatever it is, will run on the side of this device and keep everything nice, nice and clean. So really nice. This holder, as you can see, I'm gonna let this go and you're gonna hear it. Very, very high quality springs are used in this. These won't wear out. And they hold your device really tight. You put your finger in there and do that, you will feel it. Also, they have holes here on each side, which is nice to run the wires through. So, all in all, it's a very elegant clamp, if you will, and I give it 1,000%. I only use SIG products because they're that good. The other thing that I'll call your attention to is the clamp. I still have the plastic seal on there that you can see, but you're going to peel that off. And it's high quality rubber, and what happens is awesome. Right here, I think you can see this, it's a lever, and that pulls up, and you heard it snap, so the tension on that is pretty good. So you're gonna push this down, get the suck, get all the air on there, and then you're gonna clamp this lever right here down, and that's gonna lock it in place. And I'm telling you, even the suction cups on these are real high quality, and it works real well. So there you have it. Let's go back and take a peek at the website here. Where are we here? Here we go. So as I mentioned before, these are very high quality in terms of cost, $40.67, which again may seem quite pricey for this, but you're buying a high, high quality product. I don't know of any better one that's out there. Really well made. And that is pretty much it with regards to this this mount. The other thing I'll tell you is they make so many different products. If you want to put a smartphone in there or a larger tablet or whatever, you can either buy a different head or a completely different mount. But I also use one of these in my car, not this big, but I have the suction cup on that. And boy, I'll tell you, that thing is unbelievable. Especially for a car dash with if I'm traveling, I don't know where I'm going most of the time, as you know, I'll use my iPad, which is pretty big. Why? Because I can see the GPS on it, and nice, and that holder just brings it right in front of me, and I touch it and works real well. So SIIG, great products, I think you'll like it. And now what we're going to do is something a little different today. Rather than doing some apps, I get a lot of email asking me what kind of streaming box do I use, and the answer is I use almost all of them. I use every brand that's out there. I have tested every brand, and I mean every brand that's out there. I'm going to show you today what I consider to be the best of the best, and there's no shortage of streaming boxes out there. This is just my opinion. I'm going to show you what I use, and I'll make some comments on the better ones out there, and also some of the choices you had. And as a bonus, I'm going to show you how you can get hidden channels on whatever streaming box that you may have. So if you have the Roku, I'm going to show you how you can get some hidden channels, totally legal, that are out there that they just don't advertise, and you got to dig to find out how to get them and where to get them. So I'm going to show you hidden channels for all the boxes that I'm discussing. So let's get up here. Let's see where we are. There we go. Okay, let me click a button here, and wow, there we go. Okay, the first one up is called the Roku, and in my opinion, this is the king daddy of them all. If I had to make a choice to buy one streaming box only, it's going to be Roku. They've been around for a bazillion years. They offer a plethora of different devices. They all work well. They're constantly updating, and they are extremely affordable, extremely easy to use. And as you can see here, you got a lot of choices. For $25, you can get into the streaming business and cut the cord on the TV. This one is high definition, standard Wi-Fi, and a simple remote. This will work quite well for you. And what you got to remember about any of these boxes, and particularly the Rokus, it doesn't matter whether you buy the highest end or the lowest end in the Roku family line. And this is true for almost every streaming box. They're all going to pick up the same channels. If you buy the most expensive Roku, or you buy the Roku TV, which by the way is super, or you buy the cheapest $25 Roku box that's out there, they're all going to pick up the same channels and the hidden channels. There's no buying a better box that's going to pick up more channels. And it doesn't matter what kind of streaming device that you use. They all, for the most part, work on a Linux kernel, or really, they all work on the Android operating system, all of them. Except, well, I'm not even going to go there. Apple TV is a different animal. But let's get back and take a peek here at your choices. So if I had to buy one box, it would definitely be the Roku. If I had to pick one for you, I like them all. This is probably the best bang for the buck right here, the Roku Express, the one in the middle, Roku 4K Express. It does 4K and HDR, that's high definition resolution. Streaming made easy. Fast Wi-Fi will work on the 5G network. 4K streaming, and it has a voice remote with TV controls. That's the one I like a lot. If you want to spend more money, and that's okay, it's not that much more money. For $10 more, you're going to get Dolby Vision, which I highly recommend, and the Wi-Fi range is significantly better with this particular box. And again, you could spend as much money as you want, they'll take it, but they all are going to pretty much work the same. These boxes here do not have a jack a jack for Wi-Fi, if you will. I shouldn't say Wi-Fi, for Ethernet cables. They don't come with it. The more expensive models do. All of them use Wi-Fi. Some of your more expensive models, like here's one for 100 smackers. This particular one in the middle here, the Roku Ultra, that comes with Wi-Fi. They all come with Wi-Fi. And this will take an Ethernet cable if you so desirable. This will give you a remote, voice remote, rechargeable remote control. Who cares? I'd rather put batteries in, quite frankly. So again, tons of choices here. They all work well. This Roku streaming bar works real well. I like that a lot. And of course, they have a Roku TV, and I do have a Roku TV. Where's Roku TV? Here we go. Where's Roku TV players? I don't see it where the shop products. Roku TV, there we go. These are fantastic. These have the Roku box built in. And I'll give you a little tip here that you may not be aware of, but the truth of the matter is, when you're buying TV sets, I mean, Samsung is a big name, you know, Sony's a big name, Hitachi, you've heard of all the big names, but I'm going to let you in on something. The brand called Hisense is absolutely excellent, and what people don't know is Hisense typically makes the TVs for all the other big brand companies. So don't be afraid to buy a Hisense TV. Now, these Roku TVs are a TV set. They're 4K. They're really nice. But what's nice about them, or nicer, you don't have to buy a separate box. It's incorporated in the TV set, which makes things real nice. And there's your Hisense there. Hundreds of models from our partners, yada, yada, yada. But there you go. You can have all kinds of TV sets built in, Roku box with it, and they're definitely a nice way to go. Also, now these are working with Alexa or your Apple HomeKit or Hey Google. These all work well. Here's a TLC, which is again a great brand. 6 Series 8K. 8K. 8K is pretty sweet, and they're all going to be 8K soon. How many things are broadcast in 8K? To my knowledge, zero. Nada. None. That's the way the industry goes. There's not a heck of a lot being broadcast in 4K, although some of your Blu-rays and things like that, other forms of media that you have to add additional stuff like players to your TV will give you 4K. I don't know anything that's in 8K, but what do I know? All right, so Roku, again, is, I think, the best, if not one of the best. And this will be in the show notes, but here's 13 best hidden channels on Roku that you need to check out. I'm not going to spend the time on how to wire that in. It's real simple. You're just going to go into add in and click on these channels. But here's 13 channels. Odeon Theater, the Silent Movie Channel, the Space Opera Channel, Cowboy Classics, which is great, video games, Neon Party Games, Aimless Cook, Food TV Matters, Great Chefs, Euro Roku, which is really a channel that gives you the European channels, which is kind of interesting, especially if you speak a foreign language. So all these channels are available, and here's the instructions how to get them. They're totally free, totally legal. They are just hidden. I like the Cowboy channel here. I really do. You can get some old Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, if you even know who I'm talking about. They're real good channels. So again, Roku, I think, is the best bang for the buck. That's not to say if you buy a Fire Stick or some other brand, it's not a great unit. Roku's nice because they're constantly updating. They have a plethora of channels, absolutely amazing features, high quality. I've never had one break, and they're really super. So let's go in. Let's go back here, and we'll see what else we got. The next one up is the NVIDIA Shield. This is probably my favorite box. Now, the thing about the Shield is it's not cheap. You can buy a $150 box or you can buy a $199 box. I prefer the $50 more and getting the $199. Let's take a look at these boxes. These do a lot more than just stream TV channels. These boxes are excellent game players. They're very robust. They're very fast. I believe they're faster than the Roku box in terms of when you click on a channel and it comes up. There's also a zillion other things that you can do, like make a server right on the unit. What you want a server for is if you want all your movies, your pictures, home videos, whatever. This comes with a built-in Plex server right in the unit on the $199 one. So that's kind of cool. So this is the one that I recommend. I like. This includes all the Shield, the all-new Shield remote, which is a very nice remote. Dolby Vision is included in this. You get a Tegra X1 processor, two USB ports, 3 gigs of RAM. There's your Plex server and Google Assistant built right in. Now, you might be saying, well, what do I need, you know, what do I need USB ports for? Well, the USB ports are very handy. You can put an external hard drive on there or a stick, and if you have a movie that you've downloaded or photographs, you plug it right in the back of the Shield. You go right onto the Shield menu, and you can play your movies, home movies, videos that you've recorded, things that you've downloaded, movies, whatever the case may be. Just plug that right in, and you have a local storage media player built right into that. You also have that on some of the more expensive Rokus. But this works a lot better, I think. So Shield is excellent, excellent, excellent. If you're a gamer, you don't want the Roku. If you're a gamer, you automatically want to buy the Shield. They're going to charge you $60 for an awesome game controller. And let me tell you, NVIDIA is the de facto standard for game processing. They have their own game channels, and it's built right into this box. So don't hesitate to look at that Shield. It works real well. And again, if you're going to choose one, I would get the Pro model. Now, along with that, of course, there are hidden channels on that. What are the best free sources for live channel apps that you can use? So if you Google it, you'll find a ton of things that are out there that are available on the Shield box that are hidden channels. Now, the next one up is the Fire Stick. This very well may be the most popular one out there. Why? It's affordable, it's cheap. And also, Amazon backs the Fire Stick. And pound for pound, it's a great buy. These are about $35. They work real well. Not my favorite, but they work well. I find that the Roku is faster and their Shield is definitely faster. And what I mean by faster is when you click the button, it comes up a lot quicker. The movies seem to play a little faster, but of course that's dealing with the bandwidth that you have and your internet connection. So these are a good buy. I don't have a problem with that. They're on sale. They're always on sale for $34. Fire TV Stick, 4K streaming. You want 4K streaming, why not? If you don't have a 4K TV, then don't buy 4K streaming. This has Alexa, voice remote, all kinds of things, Dolby Vision. You won't go wrong with one of these. And very affordable. You can get the cinematic experience. And again, they all do that. Some of them have some other features that others don't. This integrates really well with Google, no question about that. And guess what? You can get private channels on the Fire Stick, and this will be in the show notes, and you can Google this yourself, but this is going to tell you what VPN to use. We talked about VPNs, but also this is going to give you all the things that you can do with your Fire Stick. So check that out. Now, the next thing that we're going to talk about is the TiVo. And this has been around for ages. They make a very good product. I have used the TiVo. In fact, in a couple rooms that I have, I actually use the TiVo sticks. They're very easy to install. Again, they're very affordable. Same price, $40 for a 4K. You also can buy this TiVo Mini Lux unit. Again, very nice. This will extend live. Recorded streaming to TV to any room in your house, and it has DVRs built into it. You don't have to pay a monthly subscription. A little bit pricey, but they work well. And TiVo is TiVo. What can I tell you? Now, one thing that we probably need to talk about a little bit is, as I mentioned earlier on, 99% of these boxes work on Android operating system. And you don't necessarily need a name brand TiVo, Roku, Fire Stick brand to get TV channels into your house, okay? There are other ways to do that. And if you are a techie and like to read and program stuff, and I don't mean program code, I mean just read how you do things. This requires a lot more work, than any of these boxes do, and there are a lot of people that enjoy that. And you can also do a lot of testing, new beta programs, and things like that. You also can hook up an app called Kodi, which I think everybody's familiar with, K-O-D-I, and that gets into a whole other logistical, legal, philosophical conversation, which I'm not going to get into now. But you can put Kodi, and Kodi is just an app that allows you to get other channels on other kinds of entertainment, whether it's movies, whatever. You can Google it and find out all there is to find out about it. But you're able to put Kodi on any Android operating system. So that means you can easily put it on the TiVo. You can easily put it on the Shield, real easy. I don't think you can put, yes, you can put it on, I believe, Roku. I'm not sure on that. I'm drawing a blank. But anyway, let's take a look at some of the other options that you have to get on some extra channels. So I am going to show you something here. I'm on Amazon. And I just put in Android, remember that's the operating system, TV boxes, and oh my God, look at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different choices. Now these aren't name brands. These are called things like Dynalink, Yagala, Android TV Box, Android TV Box, Raxio, T95, you never heard of these things. They are all built in Taiwan or China or somewhere in there. But if you just look at the top three, Android Box, Android Box, Android Box, okay? Well, what's the difference? Well, these are cheaper boxes. However, they are many times more powerful, the operating system, and the amount of RAM that you get is usually higher than any of those boxes that we just discussed. And these will work totally fine. And here you get 65, here this 11, oh, I'm just picking this randomly. But you get 4 gig, 64 gig smart TV box, Android box. You can put any of those channels that we discussed on any of these boxes. And some of them are more powerful. Some of them have more stars than others. Some of them you never heard of, but they all pretty much do the same thing. And a lot of these come from China, which, okay with me, I guess. They work real well. And you can get different configurations inside of these. And if you like to experiment and fool around with this stuff, a lot of people use these specifically to put Kodi on. And I have, I don't know, 10, 12 of these boxes that I've received over the years to analyze and review. And they all work fairly well. And some of them work like, oh my God, they really are cool things, but they're not your typical box. You need to be skilled in understanding how software loads, and you got to be in the experimental mode. Once you get it, though, once you understand that and get over that learning curve, these boxes are great values. I mean, you can buy these things for 20, 30 bucks, and the ones that are like 80, 90, 100 bucks, those things are loaded, and they're give you a lot more options. So definitely check these out. And again, only if you are experimental and inclined to do that stuff. And last but not least, here's Android TV, which again, this is what all these boxes are based on. And this is going to tell you all the apps that you can add on to these boxes and to anything that's Android operating system. This is a great article. This will be in the show notes. That's going to show you how to add these channels. And then I also included a basic article, if you will, from Wired Magazine, which is very well known, on the best streaming devices for cord cutters. And they are always going to go over the brand names. Okay, there's Google TV. That was a big flop, in my opinion. But you know, there's your Stick, your Fire Stick. Here's your Apple Purist, Apple TV. I'm not a big fan of Apple TV, but there's your Roku box. So these are going to go over basically the main brands that are out there. But it's an interesting article. The more you read, the more you're going to know. So I hope this wasn't too convoluted for you. I try to give you a broad overview of the devices that are available out there and what separates some from others. They all work well. Again, for all around ease of use and best bang for the buck, I still think the Roku is the one to choose. If you don't have a box, you will love the Roku, I promise you. If you really want to get something that's a tad more involved, but really robust, I love that Shield box, I really do, especially if you're a gamer. Now, I'm not a gamer, but the fact that it has a Plex server built into it and the ease at which I can put things on, I like that. One last note. Again, I mentioned several times that these all use the Android operating system, which means any Android app, that's Android-based, you can load on these devices. Like your Fire Stick, it's Android-based. TiVo, it's Android-based. You can go in the Shield, Android-based. Go on to the Google Play Store. Any app that you own or any app that you see that's out there, you can put on, like Police Scanner, if you like to listen to that, or Spotify or whatever it is. If it's an Android app, it will easily load up onto that device. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor today. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I will see everybody next Thursday.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.